with Long Island local news on July 13th, 2023. I'm Gianna Volpe on WLIWFM. Food scrap composting is beginning to take off across the East End with the launch of the pilot East Hampton Compost Community Food Scrap Drop-Off Program launched this week by East Hampton Town. The town is collaborating with Rewild Long Island to collect food scraps at the Springs and Sag Harbor Farmers Markets. The scraps will be composted at the town's recycling center on Springs Fireplace Road. Beth Young in East End Beacon reporting that East Hampton's program comes on the heels of a townwide food scrap composting program in Riverhead that launched in May after a successful pilot project in Calverton last fall and a pilot program in South Holdtown in 2020. During this summer's pilot, East Hampton Compost will receive food scraps at two farmers markets. The Rewild Eco Table at the Springs Farmers Market will receive drop-offs each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. July 15th through September 23rd. The Rewild Eco Table at the Sag Harbor Farmers Market will accept limited drop-offs each Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, July 22nd through late September. Additional pop-up locations may be added. In other news, Kirby Marcantonio, an East Hampton High School class of 1970 graduate, is seeking to actively address his hometown's most challenging current affairs project, affordable housing. Desiree Keegan reporting on 27east.com that Marcantonio, the owner of Hampton Life magazine, is looking to construct multiple affordable housing complexes for East Hampton Town business workers and has asked the East Hampton School District to build one of them on 40,000 square feet of land on the northerly edge of the high school campus to house district teachers and employees. Marcantonio and Superintendent of Schools Adam Fine suggested building 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units on the property that fronts Cedar Street after they met to discuss the district's needs. If you were to approve this offer, we would handle all aspects of the project, Marcantonio said during Tuesday night's Board of Education meeting where he presented the trustees with his plans. Quote, we would work with the town and all allied agencies to secure permits. We would oversee construction, obtain New York State approval of the offering plan, sell the units to any outside groups, and close the sales. Marcantonio said, according to his plan, the district boasts roughly 3 acres between the road and the rear of the last ball field on that side of East Hampton High School. Currently, half of that land is occupied by the maintenance and grounds facilities, buildings, and parking. According to Superintendent Fine, the East Hampton School District faces looming local housing issues, with roughly 25% of teachers and staff spending an hour or more per day commuting to and from work. With more approaching retirement age, the challenges of filling positions, he said, will only increase. And finally, the Wayne Scott School Board has adopted a $4.8 million contingency budget that carries deep cuts, including the elimination of pre-kindergarten services and reductions in special education in the tiny East End School District. We have absolutely no choice, that quote from School Board President David Egan, who said yesterday to Newsday that the cuts were painful. Quote, it's quite heartbreaking, frankly. And quote, Dandan Zhao reporting on Newsday.com that the elimination of pre-K services in the spending plan adopted Tuesday affects 6 children. The reductions in special education will be filled by 2 of the school's 3 full-time teachers who are certified in special ed. No mandated special education services are cut, and the school will add a teacher's aide, he said. In addition, the plan eliminates 4 part-time school teacher positions in art, music, computer sciences, and physical education. There will also be no field trips. Wayne Scott had to adopt a contingency budget, which includes a tax freeze after voters failed to approve the budget May 16th and in a revote June 20th. The combined cuts would save the district about $757,000, but do not entirely cover a $1.3 million shortfall. The district still faces a hole of $541,000. The Wayne Scott District is one of only 124 school districts on Long Island where voters failed to pass a budget. Oh, it's the only one of the 124 school districts where voters failed to pass a budget for this school year. Reading the weather in West Hampton Beach in honor of Julian Penza Boone of West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center joining us at the bottom of the hour. Looking like a mostly sunny Thursday with a high near 83 degrees, south wind 8 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 a.m., some of which could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Increasing clouds otherwise with a low around 74 degrees. South wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. Right now, it's 82 degrees. Getting back to the Robin edition in honor of Robin Baker Leacock. I'm Gianna Volpe, and you, whoever you are out there, you are awesome. We've got superhero-themed players, Nick and the Never-Ending Itch, and Breathe, Owl, Breathe, with Cass McCombs on deck on Long Island's only local, listener-supported public radio station, WLIWFM. News you can trust, music you love. Nick and the Never Ending Itch leading us into our Hot Sights and Sounds segment, underwritten by Southold Historical Museum and William Riss Gallery, doing the mom thing here in the WLIW-FM studio with Julian Penzaboon of West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about their programming and also summer camp.
Yeah.
Tell
summer camp. Well, you know, this is our big 25th anniversary season, Gianna. Yes. So 25 years ago, the Performing Arts Center opened its doors on July 4th. So we just celebrated the official anniversary.
What did you do on your anniversary?
We had a very busy weekend. And the coolest part about it was that we really hit every generational group. So on Thursday, we had the comedian Ilana Glazer, who is just the most funny, you know, Broad City, incredible. So we had all sort of Gen Z and millennials in the building. Then we had Brian Stokes Mitchell, leading man of Broadway. And, you know, we had our older demographic in that night. And then we had Jessie's Girl on Saturday night. So Jessie's Girl is like an 80s party band. And so they sing like all the songs of the 80s, but the production value, like, you can't even imagine. They had like the smoke cannons, and they had bubble
and
machines,
that's like everyone.
And that was everyone, but especially like your Gen Xers, right? And then on Sunday, it was a really special evening. We had the Love and Spoonful. Yes. And
I love the Love and Spoonful.
Oh, well, you'll appreciate this. So the bassist, Steve Boone, of the Love and Spoonful, is my husband's uncle.
Oh!
So, yes.
I know he has, because I played Night Owl Blues yesterday, which is my favorite Love and Spoonful track. Yeah. And Jim Lawler texted me and was like, oh, you know, we got to have...
Yes.
You know, get him on.
Yes, Steve. And he is the most wonderful, lovely human. And so, you know, all the shows were extremely well attended. And so it was just great because we really hit every piece of what we do in that one weekend. You know, musical theater, you know, folk and comedy. And so it was a really wonderful celebration.
It must feel so good to celebrate 25 years
back
in the swing of people.
Oh.
But you guys, as we mentioned, really did the pandemic well.
We just never stopped.
But great programming all the way through.
We just really took that seriously, you know, because I didn't know what else to do. I mean, I was in a panic. I had just been promoted to executive director.
Like, oh my God.
Now I'm responsible for, you know, my staff of nine. And our board was so wonderful that they, even before we knew we were going to get the PPP, they said, you know, we're going to see this through.
Good.
And so I just was like, what do we do? And to fight the panic, I just looked at our mission statement. Okay, what can we do?
And you did.
And we're so proud of that. We're really
I think I hosted the teenies there.
You did.
Amid that.
We streamed the teenies.
Fun.
It was so much fun. Remember, we had to cycle people through.
There was no one there, but it didn't matter. And you know, I was thinking like how great for the kids, even though there's no audience,
right,
that they got to perform.
Oh, that was
Beyonce.
That was everything. Because,
it really was.
Because we didn't know then that it would be literal years before they'd be able to perform on a stage again.
Right.
You know, so, we were extremely proud of that. But for 25 years, and yes, including a pandemic, it's really incredible. And, you know, I've actually been with the theater for 15 of them.
Whoa.
Which blows my mind. Think about it, you know, because I started with our arts education programs, and that's how I came
which
to the center.
Which you guys do so well. You're continuing that,
programs.
Right?
Yeah. So we serve over 10,000 children every year.
Unbelievable.
There's really no other cultural institution on Long Island that's doing the breadth of what we do. So I think a lot of people know about our Arts Academy programs, which are all of our summer camps and our after-school classes that culminate in full-scale musical productions, but we also have a school day performances series where we're presenting companies from around the world. So like next year, we'll have a company from Nova Scotia doing Rainbow Fish. And we have well, you and I are the parents of young children.
Yeah.
So it's so funny. I've been doing
these shows for
years.
Rainbow Fish. I don't know how old you are, but I remember Rainbow Fish was like,
yes,
just was new
yes
when we were kids.
Now it's a classic.
And it was like... And it was then.
I know. An immediate classic.
It had the shiny foil. And we were like.
I know. I know. And so they bring it to life on stage with these gorgeous puppets, this Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia.
Our generation's ugly duckling.
I agree. That's exactly what it was. Exactly.
How that's going to be beautiful.
Yes. And their shows are stunning.
So these are performances from companies from around the world.
Yes.
Four kids. Okay.
And it's pre-K all the way through grade 12. So like we'll do Shakespeare and Company, which are based up in the Berkshires.
Okay.
So, and in fact, because we have so many, so next year we'll have 24 performances.
Whoa.
They come from as far west as Nassau County.
Stop it.
As far east as Montauk. Montauk comes to everything.
I love it.
And then Orient on the North Fork. So it really is incredible. And teachers can sort of use our stage as an extension of their classroom. And it's really important to us, too.
Oyster Ponds School?
Yes.
I love them.
Amazing.
I can remember Oyster Ponds like sticking with me as far as arts programming is concerned.
Yes.
And theatrical.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, the schools that come to the theater, they
get it.
They know how important it is and how it can really increase the students' comprehension. And of course, and it's so cool.
Tap into their imagination, teach them values.
I know what's really cool is when I started, a lot of it was literature based because that's where our educational system was. And now as we've focused more on STEM and all of that, I've been so impressed that the theater companies have come up with really cool ways. So we have a show called Rosie Revere Engineer, which is based on a book.
I love it.
Yes, which is all about girls in STEM. We have University of Wonder, which is from Ireland, and that is actually all about math and science. So it's finding creative ways in. And I don't know about you. I don't want to assume. But for me as a theater girl, I could have used some... alternative ways into math and science.
I could have definitely used some alternative ways into. Well, all right. Science was my, that was like my.
That was your jam.
That was my jam. Yeah. But math, and I think it's because of the way that my brain learns.
Yes, yeah.
Because they teach you later on theory.
Right.
And then when I learned theory, I was like, oh, I understand.
Right.
So I'm like, gee, if they had just done this in the beginning, because otherwise it's very like, why? It's because my brain, I think like an engineer.
Yes.
I need to know the why.
So interesting.
Before I learn the application, because otherwise, why? Why am I applying this? Why am
I know.
You know.
I know. So yeah, that's an incredible program.
Fantastic.
And we've been doing that really since the beginning, since the 20, almost 25 years ago, we started those school day shows. So it's the coolest. It's one of the coolest things that we do. I mean, I think everything we do is cool, but that's so yeah, the arts education.
Children of all ages, there is something for you at West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
WHBPAC.org. I see Colin Quinn is coming.
Yes.
in just a bit. What else is something that you want to make sure folks have on their radar?
Well, certainly there are camps every single week.
I got it. All right, personal fave. Les Zeppelin will be gracing the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Stage on Friday, July 28th. If you don't know Steph Payne and the all-girl quartet Les Zeppelin, they are a force.
Coolest show ever. That's July 28th.
Oh, my God. Tom Papa.
I know. Like I love this. Giada is like checking out the season.
Yeah.
So we really tried for our 25th anniversary to, again, like we want to hit every note, right?
The Beach Boys coming? Who's left? Who's in the Beach Boys?
So it's Mike Love and somebody else that I'm blanking on. But it is 3 hours of wall-to-wall hits. That show, I think we have like a couple tickets left for. It's almost completely sold out.
Bruce Johnston.
Yeah, yes. You know, Kristen Chenoweth's coming August 5th. That's huge. Kristen Chenoweth.
I don't know her.
She originated the role of Glinda in Wicked.
Stop it.
Yes.
I haven't seen Wicked yet.
What? Gianna.
I know. Listen.
You're going to take your daughter. It's going to be her first Broadway show.
Wait.
It's amazing. It's amazing. My daughter Riley, it was her first Broadway show. And yeah, it's so magical. But Kristen is, she is like the modern queen of Broadway, like undisputed. Amazing. Rachel and Villery. Rachel is the lead singer of Lake Street Dive. So that's
Regina,
a really cool
Regina
show.
Spector.
Regina Spector. Hannah Berner. We did two nights for her because she is huge. Sergio Mendes. August 20th, Tommy James, August 19th. Yes, and in the fall, I'm telling you, it is a bang-up season. It's a bang-up season.
You know, I think, honestly, we have to stop because I don't know. I know that, like, as far as public radio is concerned, like, all right, if you're talking about, like, a restaurant, you can't mention more than three.
Oh, gosh, we just named, like, 80 dishes.
Please don't get... Yeah. It's a very delicious... Delicious offerings at West End Beach
are
so because we're having too much fun. We're gonna play music now. I'm Gianna Volpe. That was Julianne Pensabun. If you're interested, you can find out more information at WHBPAC. This was the Hot Sights and Sounds segment, underwritten by Southold Historical Museum and William Riss Gallery. I'm Gianna Volpe. That was Julianne Pensabun. You, whoever you are out there, you're awesome, and you're listening to Long Island's only local NPR radio station, WLIWFM. This is Breathe, Owl, Breathe.
She wears raven black is the color of her hair, and the song that she hums inside she sings, a hummingbird forgets to flap its wings. She wears raven black is the color of her hair, and the birds perched on the ledge, they don't come to rest, they just want a strand of hair for their nest.
It counts as true. what's done is done. By all accounts, it counts, it's fine. One egg for St. Jude.
First text from Julianne, we gonna be friends. It's decided. All right, so that was Neil Hefti and his orchestra. We've got Gene McClellan, Tommy Emmanuel, and Hilo Brown in your immediate listening future after Cass McCombs from his Humor Risk record of 2011, Robin Egg Blue. That was the Robin's Egg Blues. This is the Robin on Long Island's only local NPR radio station, WLIWFM, the Robin edition of The Heart. Morning and midnight show featuring music from all decades and genres and interviews with folks from all walks of life, all because of you, the listener supporter of Long Island's only local NPR radio station.
Upon my windowsill, I see a trembling robin. The victim of an early snow has lost his way. And I find it hard to keep myself from sobbing. I'm thinking of another time, another place, another day. It's not so long ago she told me that she loved me. She pledged her love and that was all she had to do. I was fool enough to trust in her completely. And now she's gone and someone else is trusting in her sweet love too. Too many times I told myself I didn't need her. Those empty words were like a ship without a sail. Each time I took her back, it only guaranteed her that she would have someone to turn to if her new romance should fail. Too many times a loser falls beside his heartbreak. Too many times it's hard to know just what to do. Too many times it's hard to find an easy road to take. Too many questions to be answered that there are no answers to. Well, it's so hard to satisfy a selfish woman. She'll want more than you could ever hope to give. And then too late you find true love's a long time a-coming. Cause you got one heart to break and only one lifetime to live. Upon my window ledges the breath of life is steaming. Yes, the ice is slowly forming o'er the pond. And my God knows if I can't lose this low-down feeling. Just like that robin on my windowsill in the morning I'll be gone. Just like that robin on my windowsill in the morning. I'll be gone.
tucking the Manhattans the day the robin sang to me to make room for Al Jolson's When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along, requested by Vanessa Trouble. This is Hilo Brown. You, whoever you are out there, you're awesome. You're listening to WLIWFM.
Oh, have you heard the story? It happened long ago. When Christ our blessed Savior was here on earth below, an echo through the ages from distant Calvary. I'll tell it to you simply as it was told to me. When Jesus hung in sorrow, our debt of shame to pay, no one was there to comfort him or drive the tears away. A little bird flew over him in a sober coat of brown. It gazed in tender pity, then slowly it flew down. With gentle wings it fanned him to cool his aching head, then hovered near his bosom, all stained with crimson red. At last, when all was ended, as if to mourn his loss, it rose with blood-stained feathers and circled round the cross. It breathed the blessed teaching of God's own holy word, a lesson taught in meekness by a lonely little bird.
I heard a robin this morning. I'm feeling happy today. Gonna pack my cares in a whistle, gonna blow them all away. What if I've been unlucky? Really, I ain't got a thing. There's a time I always feel happy as a king. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This tells a very interesting story, and I think you can all learn a real lesson from this. And see if you can tell what the lesson is in this song. A robin sat on a cherry tree, singing a song of chip, chip, chee. Along came a man with a dog and a gun, and he shot the little robin just for fun. At least that's all the man did say, as on the ground the birdie lay. With a broken wing and a hole in its side, it fluttered and chirped, and then it died. Oh, I'd rather be a dog or a cat, or the meanest kind of an old gray rat, than to be the man with the dog and the gun who shot the little robin just for fun. I'm gonna do that again. Think about this a minute. A robin sat on a cherry tree, singing a song of chip, chip, chee. Along came a man with a dog and a gun, and shot the little robin just for fun. At least that's all the man did say, as on the ground the birdie lay. With a broken wing and a hole in its side, it fluttered and chirped, and then it died. Oh, I'd rather be a dog or a cat, or the meanest kind of an old gray rat, than to be the man with a dog and the gun that shot the little robin just for fun.
Same Tom, little Tom Glazer. Jeff Tweedy on deck, Roger Miller and Bobby Day taking you out of the Robin edition on the heart of the East End. Morning and Midnight Show on Long Island's only NPR radio station.
Let's go when it's time for us all to say goodbye. I know I'm gonna cry. Because all in all, I'm just having a ball being alive, and I don't want to die. I don't want to die. At the end at your window, I'll sing a song you'll recognize, and you won't know why. You won't know why.
Hearing this, you are alive and you are tuned into Long Island's only local NPR radio station, WLIWFM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Little Roger Miller, Oodle-lolly. The only not Robin Hood titled track on the Robin edition of The Heart. Deep bow to our guests this morning, Robin Baker Leacock and Julianne Penza Boone, our underwriters Grace and Grit, Southhold Historical Museum, and William Riss Gallery, and all of you listeners, supporters of WLIWFM out there, you make it all happen commercial-free here on WLIW.org/radio.
All the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, rock, rock, tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we really gonna rock up tonight.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock,
tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Tweet,
blow.
Tweet, 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 tweet,
tweet. A pretty little raven at the birdman stand talked him out to the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock,
tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Tweet, tweet,
rock. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman stand taught him how to do the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin.